Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's up, niggas?
Yo, yo, it's your boy, J Bobby. You know what I'm saying? If you don't divorce that white queen, you can't about be near me.
Hey, man, we it's your boy, Rios, man. You know what I'm saying? We bought the white wife by accident, but, you know. It's clip.
What's popping? It's your boy Ty Johnson, Hillboy Honcho, Mountaineer Man, and this podcast is only for Africans.
It's only live stream. Okay?
This is only for Africans.
Yo, it's very red. Hold. See some European circling. Don't want to have to pull out the shoddy.
Yo, when he said that, I was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about, dude?
Wait, what do you say? What do you say?
Yo, some European circling. Don't want to have to pull out the shoddy.
My nigga, mind you, he's at the playground when he says that.
Oh, yeah.
Umar is wilding. Yeah, I'm not even calling him Doc. Umar, you wilding.
Before we start, again, I'm going to repeat again. This is an Africa's only live stream.
You may not listen to this with your white wife.
So basically,
we let Dr. Umar down. And if you don't know, if you're tuning in, so basically, we got canceled because me and Rios worked for overtime and we did this TikTok videos. Now, if you don't know anything, TikTok is a corny app, mostly for kids, whatever, right? So one of the girls that work at our job or our former job, she is a big TikTok star. So one of the things that you could do on TikTok is like translate like slang, right? So I thought it was a good idea for us to like do New York slang and she can just translate it into what she wants and what she thinks it is.
Mind you, it had to be PG, you know, all that shit. First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? That was one thing. Go ahead.
Fuck them. So okay, it's just like, you feel me? Like TikTok's a corny app. Like at the end of the day, the video was corny, but that's what TikTok is. And that's what people like on that app. So I knew it would work. So I did it. You know what I'm saying? And even when I watched it back, I'm like, oh, this is whack, but it's not like I was doing anything outlandish. Like, you feel me? And then I was like, I mean, like the thing that, and then, so this is what happened. This girl from the Bronx, she got wind of it and she posted it on the timeline.
It's always niggas from the Bronx.
That's wave one. That's wave one. Like wave one is like a curly headed Dominican chick from the Bronx, but as far as that shit, who embraces the Afro Latinas right away.
And she's like, this didn't sit right with my soul. That was the caption. And then they played a video. And then, you know, I seen it the night when it released, it dropped on the TL. And then somebody sent it to me. I didn't think nothing. I woke up the next day. Then that's when it started to pick up heat. I understand because New York, they don't understand TikTok. TikTok and Twitter don't mesh. Niggas are mad confused about what's going on TikTok. I get that. So then this Nubian queen, one of the female diaspora.
He tapped in. We'll call it the root black. You know what I'm saying? Like a blativity black.
Blavity.
A blavity queen.
Decided to take up upon herself to say that, you know, anybody that translate African-American vernacular is the feds or the CIA or whatever she called it.
She got her Umar bag.
And I'm like, yo, these are the most basic New York words that everybody knows and says every day, my nigga. And I was just so befuddled by that, that she even think that these two Prince of Pan-African brothers would even do something like that.
The Prince.
Like, it's crazy. Go ahead, Rio. It was not, but to me, it was mad funny.
Hold on. This is what we're going to do. See, you can take it now, Rios, and then you guys can give your reaction to what y'all, how y'all felt.
All right, bad.
So my when I found out about it, I got like a couple DMs from. I was like, bro, when I found out about it, bro, I wasn't even on my phone. I was going for a nice little walk to the supermarket to buy some groceries, right? So then all of a sudden, I went to go change the song on my phone. All of a sudden, I get mad DMs like, yo, bro, what happened? And I look at the video, I'm like, oh, shit. I already knew because I clicked the first one. And I'm like, wait, I already know how the Twitter shit goes, bro. It's either, you know, it's either like the curly-headed Dominican joints. That's the first wave. So then you get like D-Melo Twitter against you. Like, you don't want Dominican Twitter against you. I learned that the hard way. And then
you got all of Uptown on your ass.
Yeah, and then secondly, you don't want Blativity, the Root Blacks, on you too, because then that brings up the whole Black Twitter wave and then everybody else. So then once I got the second tweet, I said, "Ah, shit, here it goes." So, but the thing is too, I really ain't care too much about it like that. You know what I'm saying? It was funny to me, but I knew like me and J Bobby got a good sense of humor in the first place to begin with, anyway. So like I knew we was not gonna be tight over it, right? So I said, "Fuck it, let's just make fun of." I'm like, making fun of yourself is the best drug, bro. So I made fun of myself with it, and it was funny. You know what I'm saying? People know me, obviously, know who I am outside of that shit. So, like, making fun of myself was pretty easy to do. So, it wasn't really that big of a deal. I was reading the comments. Them shits were mad funny, son. Like, them shits were mad funny. Some girl said I was cute in that shit. So, I want to say, shout you out, man, for, you know what I'm saying?
That's all that matters. As long as they don't call you ugly. Like it's really that bad.
One, they didn't call us ugly.
And they say you didn't clown your fade, like oh boy, earlier.
Yeah, like yeah. And two, thankfully, my haircut was on par that day. So I'm like, fuck it, I look good in that video.
Bro, I was wearing a tear hat. I was supporting Black business.
Yeah, you feel me? Like
you were supporting Black business while you were conversing with the white woman. That's crazy.
I was using a white woman to promote Black brand
business.
What's that called? Infiltration in Malcolm X.
You feel me? 4 million people seen that fucking hat. So cut me a check, motherfucker.
You infiltrated the white space.
Oh, now you three woke, bro.
You feel me? Third eye open. But the last thing I will say about that is like, because like two things I will say. People that I know, they were just hitting me up like, yo, why are they coming at you so hard? And niggas was more mad than me, but I know how the internet. You can't beat the internet. Like,
you can't.
In a minute that you think you can beat the internet is when you're going to lose. So I was just like, nah, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at that. And then I was looking in the comments because I had, you know, jumped in front of it. And Shorty, I was like, yeah, this is for our job. And Shorty was like, where do you work?
I'm like, yo.
Like, bitch, go come to your fucking office and curse out your manager.
It's going to be an army of niggas and Bantu knots, nigga, pulling up.
No, but it was not funny, though. Because one of the homies who works there for overtime hit me, was like, yo, bro, they killing you, son. And then I was just like, yo, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm like, yo, me personally, I've said and done way worse on Twitter than that. So, like, if motherfuckers want to get me canceled for that, that's no problem, bro. I didn't say Van knows personally, bro. Has seen it. I've said some wild.
But I don't even think it was like a canceling moment. I think it was just like people looking at us like we corny, but like niggas that know us, like they know.
Yeah, they know our, like, but, like, you know our.
But body. But the thing is, though, like, I didn't really give a fuck. Because, like, I will say this. One thing that this white girl did teach me, she was just like, I don't give a fuck what the people be saying. Like, you feel me?
Like, with the white girl that you were patronizing?
She said some real shit, though. She said some real shit. She goes, yo, like, I don't give a fuck. She goes, yo, like, and she gets
she was like, she was like, that just fuels her. Like, you feel me? And, like, that shit is whatever. But my Black African counterparts, my Black African brothers, which one of y'all want to go first?
Vanguard.
Yo, man. So I seen that shit, man. I knew exactly what video it was when niggas like, oh, they about to get this. They getting Justin the Real side of here. I said, oh, I already know which one this is. But then it's like, it's whatever. Like, you know, niggas gotta. In Twitter, niggas use shit to get jokes off, and niggas use shit to push their own narratives. They even got, it even really had shit to do with y'all. Niggas just had to get their shit off on somebody, and it just happened to be y'all niggas' tough, you know? That's really it. Like, Twitter comes for everybody eventually, my nigga. So,
y'all
niggas took it in stride. Like, I think if y'all niggas would have tried to fight back, I think y'all would have got it way worse. Like, you can't do that, man. You just gotta roll with the punches, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like the thing is too, yo, making fun of yourself is the best drug, B. Like, shout out Dave Chappelle for even saying that shit, man.
Shit, look at Drake, bro. Like, all the slander Drake get, like, Drake just be, he be making fun of himself, into that man, shit, bro. Yeah.
Like, it's funny. It's funny. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna pour up some more.
Nah, I told you can go, Ty. Go ahead, Ty.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Ty.
I mean, like, I can't remember how I saw it, but when I saw it, I didn't really think much of it because I saw it before. So when I saw it the first time, I thought, it's funny. When I saw it the first time months ago, when you guys first dropped it, I thought to myself, I wonder how people would feel about this.
Yeah.
And then I saw how many views it got. And then I saw like no one was really saying anything. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. But I never really thought anything of it because obviously, like you said, like we know who you guys are and what you guys like represent or whatever, what you tend to put forward on the internet or just who you are as people. So I didn't think it was how niggas really trying to make anything that involves white people and black people are dancing type shit. You know what I mean? Like niggas always love to say that like black people are dancing or whatever, but
plus niggas knew. Yeah, I knew it was some work shit. In front of it,
you know what I mean?
Facts. But you getting in front of it though was probably the best thing that you can do instead of fighting it, like Van said. Because if you were on the internet saying y'all niggas don't know shit about TikTok, fuck y'all niggas, da 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 da, that would make it seem like you knew something was wrong about it. You know what I mean? And like you're trying to defend it, but you're like, yo, this shit is stupid. Like it was never really that big of a deal. This is also what we do. Watch our legitimate interview. You know what I mean? Us with Danny Green, because we really do shit. This is some other shit that we really do. This was just some like fuck shit.
And the thing is too, like I said, like me and Justin made fun of ourselves. Like that's what you're supposed to do at a certain situation like that. So it was good. It was good PR. I would even say it was fabulous damage control by the both of us.
Yeah.
So
A plus. It is what it is.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, yo, because some dudes don't recover from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some dudes that just will never, ever recover from that.
Yeah. So,
like,
but I also think it depends on your brand, though, because if your brand is super, super black, woke, white people can't do shit to me, like, then, yeah, if something like that comes out, it's going to destroy your brand. But if your whole concept and what people know you as is someone that just fucks around, just like we always joking around, it's loose, you know what I mean? Then something like that is never really gonna hurt.
Like, you know how people be like, are y'all niggas serious right now? No, we're not.
Thank you.
Niggas love that line. Y'all niggas serious with this shit? Nah, we're not.
Like, niggas, nah, but thing is like people dead be angry at the crib, and you feel me? And like obviously that shit is like corny, and I know it's corny, and you probably won't catch me doing no shit like that again. But it's just like I was reading like some tax shit, and this nigga text on, he was just like, yo, don't let niggas in the crowd tell you how to play the game. And like, you feel me? And like, it's always niggas outside trying to tell you how to play the game. And I'm like, yo, my nigga, y'all niggas gotta relax, you feel me? But like I said, like you said, jumping in front of it was like the smartest thing to do. But it was just kind of like, it was good PR for us because a lot of people seen that, you feel me? And then like, if somebody with like a clear mind, they're gonna see it and they're gonna be like, all right, it's whatever. But they're gonna see our face, then they're gonna see our names, and they're like, all right, those are blah, blah, blah. They must be doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it worked out for us. You know what I mean? But
like I told you in the text message in the group chat, all press is good press unless you cooning, unless you tap dancing and jiving. It's like all press is good press. Y'all wasn't tap dancing and jiving. That's the reason why, you know, y'all saw an increase in followers, y'all saw more traffic to y'all social media or whatever, because anybody with two brain cells that can dance with each other like will know that y'all niggas wasn't seriously like doing no shit. No,
But happy birthday, Rios. It's Rios' birthday.
Yo,
I'm how's it feel to be
speech? 26? Speech.
Bro, yo, it's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? 26 years old. It's wild. Close. I'm getting closer to 30. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the point where I don't want to, like, I mean, being that we inside and shit, you know what I'm saying? I do, like, right now, we should be at Island Taste right now. I should be pouring rum punch down.
Tuesday, too. Damn.
I should be pouring a rum punch down to Chick's Bro right now, B. But
yeah, you would have been at Island Taste going crazy. Right?
You would have definitely been at Island Taste going nuts.
and the thing is, it's just like, I mean, it's great. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm home. So I'm grateful that, like, you know, I'm safe. Number one, all you guys are safe. You know what I'm saying? That's number two. I want to make sure my friends are good. So, like, you know, everyone's been hitting me up, showing love and stuff. So it's cool. I mean, it's a birthday. Like, the circle around the earth just went around one more time. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I still got things I need to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? Personally, I got some personal goals I want to set for myself. So I'm just focused on achieving those. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to attack those the way I normally attack them, which is fucking head on. And you know what I'm saying? With fucking pure fucking force. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of energy I'm on. So that's the mood I am for. I'm on for my birthday. I'm mad. I'm also mad too that this weekend I probably make that trip to Jackson Heights, bro.
Then you gonna take your Trump check, man, nigga? We supposed to be getting them soon,
bro. You know, yo, I know real soon. Depending on how unemployment works, you know what I'm saying? It's been a nasty road for that.
Yo, unemployment is nasty, man.
Dude, they're just hanging up on niggas, bro. Like, they're not, bro. This is the shit, bro. You call?
They hanging up on niggas?
Banging
it on niggas. Like, what?
That is fucking insane.
Fuck out of here. The lines are busy, bro. Click. Like, for real. But, like, apparently, I mean, to inform the listeners, they're hiring, I was listening to the news, they're hiring 200 more staff for unemployment so they can eliminate the traffic on the phones. So you can have easier access on the internet.
How do I get that unemployment job though? Like, how does one get the unemployment job? Yeah,
inception shit.
Nah, really. Like, the unemployment office has to employ more people, like, for the unemployed.
Wow,
that's fire though. But that's
life is a circle.
Life is a circle. Everything is cyclical.
I know, man. I know.
Hey, we back. Quarantine Radio episode.
Quarantine.
How'd y'all feel about today, brothers?
Dog. Oh, can we talk about women in cosplay uniforms, man, real quick?
That has nothing to do with quarantine. That got nothing to do with quarantine.
What you mean? Like, Shorty in the Mario suit was doing her thing. That's what you call God work.
Nigga, what are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
On the Tory Lanez shit. He didn't see it.
I saw Tory Lanez's live just now. Like, after the fact, he posted it. I watched the whole thing. I didn't see no bitch in a Mario.
We're going to talk about that from Sacramento.
I saw another chick from Philly. I saw another chick.
Nah, we gonna walk you through, King.
Florida.
We gonna walk you through, brother.
Hey,
take the lead, nigga.
Yo, son. So basically, the milk was in abundance today.
Bro, literally, the real milk, not the milk.
Yo, the real milk, not the real milk.
I don't know nothing.
Hey, I'm for it, man. Pour that shit out on your ass, cause don't drink.
Only thing I didn't get is Shorty had the cup of milk in her ass, and then my son dipped the cookie.
First of all, it was
vanilla wafers. First of all, that's some nasty shit.
Yeah, you can't dip vanilla wafers.
You can't dip vanilla wafers in some kind of
banana bread pudding ass shit.
Nigga, if it ain't Chips Ahoy Oreos, nigga.
Yeah, because the thing is too, man. Yo, people forget vanilla wafers are like it's bread.
Why do they have vanilla wafers in the crib? Like, they just had vanilla wafers.
They're a good snack. I ain't gonna front. They're a good snack.
But niggas gonna die of dehydration, bro.
Yeah, but it's like wilted bread. So you put it in milk and like you eat it, it's probably gonna taste like fucking like some nasty shit. So like it's like, damn, you couldn't buy some cookies, but it was crazy too. Like, her ass just took the cup of milk. And it was just it was barely tipping.
It didn't falter at all.
It didn't fall. It didn't, bro. It didn't fall. It was amazing. But
wasn't that Johnny Blaze, right? No,
Yeah, that's like Johnny Blaze, the same woman. She, that bitch accused Drake of like for a kid or some shit.
She's like a Hall of Fame, Hoochie.
Hoochie Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah.
But I want to say shout out to Queen in the Mario uniform.
What's her name? K Cash, whatever.
Cash. They call it K Cash. Yo, son. Okay. I followed her immediately.
Nah, I can't follow. She's out of pocket, bro.
I did throw some money in the cash. I did send her a donation. I did send her a donation.
On your own birthday?
Bro, yes, I did.
Damn, you really giving back, bro.
She was doing it. She was doing it, my brother. Like,
bro, did you see her crib, though?
Bro, fire. First of all, I loved it. First of all, I love the whole aesthetic of the background of it. It was like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen to Garage, B.
Bro, I love the green. It had like a fake green screen behind it with her name on the back. You know what I'm saying? She had the Mario music playing in the back too, but then she switched it off, which was fire. Like she was playing Gumby's Trail right before she was about to shake that ass.
Nigga said she live in West Coast Customs. Come on, bro.
Man. That's real cosplay.
She live in West Coast Customs, bro. Have y'all seen her crib, bro?
I'm dead. She live in
a garage, G.
Hit my ride.
Yeah, but she was doing it, man. Like, first of all, how you get a gummy worm? Was that was a gummy worm, right?
That was like I don't even know what that was. That was a custom order, nigga.
Like, yeah, like, bro.
She bought that shit on Etsy.
Like, oh.
That was a custom.
I'm fucking dead. Somebody made that shit in their living room.
Yeah, some white woman from Idaho made that.
In the living room, shipped it to her for $12 shipping.
When she started deep throwing the candy, bro, I was like, yo.
Shakira, that's like demon time.
Yo, it's mad funny because everybody's going on everybody's live, right? We want to see a demon.
But she was already in there. I'm a demon. Like, yo,
I want a demon. Niggas was in Joe Budden's live like, yo, bring the demons out.
Yo, the Jada Fire shit and the Drake shit was hilarious.
Yo, I saw that shit live. That shit was insane.
Yo, but Drake was right, though, bro.
You got to salute the 240p era, man.
Bro, the 480p era, son, was a fabulous time in my life. Different. Man.
Bro, different. Yo, Drake is doing it for our childhood, bro.
Bro, like, he was right, bro. Nigga, I used to go crazy to them Jada Fire scenes.
He said, I used to go crazy off the dial up,
B.
Nigga, remember dial up? You had to go to the computer when the nigga was on the phone?
Shit was sick, bad, man. But the thing is, too, I love dial up was weird because, like, the page you would previously load up before would load up automatically. So, like, let's say you was on a new link. The link would take forever to load, but if you went back to the old link, boop, pop up right away, you good to go. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I needed that information back in 03, nigga.
Yeah, man.
I needed that information 17 years ago.
Could have saved me.
Come on.
But nah, like, it's crazy how, like, Tory Lanez really, like, he should keep doing quarantine radio. Like, he has a perfect radio voice. And I fucks with that whole shit. Like, it's funny. Like, he made it funny. He bought the bottle girl out too. Y'all say he bought actual bottle girl and stuff.
I should tie her shorty crib, man.
Yeah. Damn, shorty, this bitch really live in a garage.
Nigga, she live in a GTA safe house, nigga. GTA 3 safe house.
This looks like something fresh out of Fast and the Furious.
It's living too, because you see the couch. Look at the pillows on the couch, nigga. She got her switch. She lived there, nigga.
You also know it's living just because it's half concrete, half turf.
Yeah, turf, that's a crib.
That's a garage.
Yo, my nigga. Yo, shout out, man. I want to talk about Nintendo Switch pussy, son.
Is it this the same girl that was on the back of a pickup with the shirt that says "I have Corona" and she was like tonguing down a Corona bottle?
Yeah,
this is the same bitch.
This is the girl whose coochie was she lit her coochie on fire. This is the girl that was on the table like a turkey.
Yes, it was her.
Wait, lit her coochie on fire?
Yes.
She set the box on fire.
She set the box on fire, bro.
That pussy fire.
She's like Evel Knievel, but like with coochie.
Like
Evel Knievel.
Coochie.
David Blaine with the coochie, man.
She's coochie Knievel, son. But yo, what's your, but yo, like, all right. But the thing is, too, I want to talk about this cosplay shit, man. Like, Like,
yo, why are you so into want to talk about that cosplay shit?
Why are you so into
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Explain it to me, though. Like, I don't get it.
Keep that shit to yourself, nigga.
Fuck that. No, listen. The shit I'd be paying for, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say what I'd be paying for. But you know who you are. You listen to the show, you know who you are.
Like,
40. Yo, when... I like the shits, like, make it interesting, you know what I'm saying? Like, put on like some funny shit, like make my brain think outside the box. Like,
are you one of the niggas that like the storylines in porn too? Like,
I don't just want to.
I like them things like correlate.
It would be cool to see a chicken like some cosplay. Like me, I like Legend of Zelda. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like. I done had some thoughts about, you know what I'm saying, a chick pulling up in a Link costume, you know what I'm saying, with the little fucking hat, you know what I'm saying? And then she got the skirt. She's not even wearing the skirt, right? And then she just is just nothing but that ass under the skirt.
Yo, Justin, how you deal with this all the time, man?
Like, bro. Like, that's the shit that I love.
Nigga, I be tuning this nigga out, bro. And the crazy thing is, I'll tune him out and he'll keep going. My nigga, this shit is crazy.
Yo, how long?
This nigga says Zelda.
Nah, for real. Like a nice Zelda uniform. Even like a nice little like even the Mario costume, son.
That was wicked. I seen that. I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Fire. Nah, that was fire.
At first, I was like, yo, get out of here.
Nigga, Tori's like, take that mustache off.
Yeah, get that shit out of here. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the mustache.
I'm fucking dead.
I didn't mind the hat, though.
What about Shorty in the shower, though?
Oh, that was legendary.
That was wild, right? Shout out to Seuss. She paying homage.
But speaking of niggas wilding on the internet, let's talk about NBA YoungBoy.
You talking about my wife?
Yo, with your bitch ass daddy, I ain't never taking no $40 from you. You bought me two shoes, I ain't wearing them shits because the bitches ugly. I ain't fucking with you, motherfucker, my wife. That was the whole rant right there. You just never, bro.
Nigga said you supposed to be a gangster. You supposed to be a gangster.
Worry about what I'm doing.
The thing is too, Shorty was like, she was deep in her REM sleeps. Like she woke her up from her REM sleep, my nigga. Shorty was like, huh?
She was off of melatonin like gummy, yo, nigga. She was
she thought she was dreaming still. Because when she looked up, she looked like that, you know, the video that vine of that little girl that turns around, she's like, what? That's what she looked like when she turned around with her wig peeling back off of her forehead. Bro, that shit was insane.
That's that where you go to sleep early and wake up at 1 a.m. type sleep.
That's how she woke up. Like, do I have to go to school yet?
Yeah, damn. What day is it?
Nah, did y'all niggas see the NBA YoungBoy TikToks?
Oh, them shits is legendary.
Oh, it is like NBA YoungBoy fans walk like this.
Yeah,
well, my nigga was in the shower with the weights. Come on, G. Yeah, I was crying.
But the thing is, yo, I fucking love that nigga's music, man.
He's a prodigy, bro.
He's a legend. Off the fact that, yo, the nigga made $1 million off YouTube streams, bro.
He's a high stream artist on YouTube.
Like, that shit is hard to do, bro. He beat Lady Gaga off YouTube stream, son.
Yeah, man.
Like, bro, we have to respect that shit, bro.
I want to see him fight NOE Chopper.
I thought Knicks were in the same clique. I don't know.
Nah, I'm saying they both from like Louisiana. They both like high energy, light skin, wildin', crazy nigga. Like, I want
to
see them fight.
Can we get some context to the NBA YoungBoy shit? Because Shorty really stabbed another Shorty. Like, she almost committed murder.
She stabbed his baby moms, right? But the thing is about that is that his baby moms like live with him or some shit. But like his baby mom is like weird, like, cause she's like some fat ugly girl. Not fat shaming. She just, you know what I mean? And like she just look wild.
She different. Like,
yeah, you feel me?
And, like, be whoever you want to be, love whoever you want to love.
Exactly. Basically, remember when he was with the other chick, the
Yes.
She used to be there too, and like her and him, their young boy, used to like clown his baby moms in the crib, like type shit. Like, you feel me? Like, play her.
Oh, like, yeah. I remember NBA YoungBoy saying, like, yo, look at this chick right here, whatever. And he was laid up with his shorty, like, I don't even fuck with you. Like, while Shorty was pregnant, he was like, yo, I don't even fuck with you. Like, don't even look over here, nigga. What the? Nigga, what?
YoungBoy misses some coming her then?
The fuck?
But then again, yo, that nigga gave us two classics.
This is true.
Nigga gave us two classics off that.
Nigga was saying he better than Kodak, though. I was like, nah, I ain't jacking that, man.
I ain't listening to NBA YoungBoy.
Nah, but no, in terms of rap style, out of all the young niggas that be rapping, those are the two artists that be saying the most shit out of the young niggas.
Them niggas are like prodigies.
So
to
it's
be
like,
honest with you, I don't think NBA YoungBoy is whack. I don't think he's whack, but I just don't want to listen to him. Like,
okay, no, that's fair.
He's for a certain audience. He's for D3 hoopers.
Yeah, he's for football niggas that play football in the South, and like
honestly, you know, and then do 2-a-days in the summer.
Yeah, niggas on their second year at a JUCO.
Yeah, like that's JUCO struggle music right there. You know what I'm saying? But like, in terms of like rap, like in his pure artistry, like he's not bad, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? He like honestly, this year he has like a top, like out of the, like the rap albums that came out this year, he has one of the best so far.
The AI YoungBoy too, right?
No, the shit where it's like half skeleton.
That
shit is hard. But like the AI YoungBoy 2, that was one of the best projects of the year. That was one of the best projects last year, to be honest with you. It was one of the best. So it's like, you really can't, you know what I'm saying, like, really send it a guy's music because he's obviously selling. He's making money. Like I said, he outsold Lady Gaga on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, in terms of streaming numbers. So it's like, bruh. He's a legend in that aspect.
It's so funny. You know, like, every time I see this nigga in the news, is for something more wild than the last time. Like, remember the Rolling Loud shit when this nigga shot at him in traffic and the bodyguard killed the nigga?
And then yeah, bro.
Oh, his bodyguard. Gosh. And then, headshot. And didn't his baby mom get hit?
Yeah, his baby mom got hit in the shoulder. She got hit, like, in the arm. Like, the bullet grazed her arm or whatever, I believe. Like, and then, like, the bodyguard.
And then when he had we had the muslin chip, she was in, like, a burqa. It's like, this my lady. I'm like, who is this, bro? Like, where did she come from?
Mm-hmm. I mean. Nah, these women, these young ladies love them some NBA YoungBoy.
And the thing is,
Bad Bobby, fucking Sky Jackson, all these little girls. This is insane. It's
like, yo, like, he got one of the H's. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, on top of everything.
He got one of the H's. Like,
he got the bump, 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 nigga. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like, he got the bump, bump,
bump. Yeah, like, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga sometimes screams when he pees. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is...
He screams
when he pees. I can just see him, like, in the bathroom just yelling like a pit bull. Like,
fuck, I need my penicillin.
My penicillin. Like, my penicillin, bitch.
Yo, y'all saw that Young Chop shit?
Yo, yeah, that nigga, he need help, bro. He need help.
Nah, I think mentally something's not there with him anymore.
Honestly, he may be losing his mind, because when did he lose his mom? Was that recently?
That was like, I think a year ago. Think about a year ago.
So he's probably slowly losing his mind after that. Cause like,
and then plus too, like the checks aren't coming in too. Like Chief Keef's like he stopped working with him like the last couple projects, right? I believe, right?
Yeah.
So he's just from Chicago, bro.
Yeah.
On top of all that, like.
Nah, but Shorty, who was roasting him though,
she heated him the fuck up, bro. Shout out to her.
Packed him up.
So Suki.
Suki Hana,
yeah, she got him the fuck out of here, man.
Bro, she was like, "Nigga, how you fat but you still a vegan?"
He said, "Nigga, like, showing glass, motherfucker. We got sticks around here, nigga."
You ain't got no sticks, nigga.
I was like, "Damn,
bro." She just kept going at it, and he's just like, and the thing is, he couldn't say nothing about it. Like,
nah, he just had to eat that, man. But now when he was busting the police, the pizza nigga, I was like, "That's wild. How you forget you ordered a pizza?"
That was a pizza nigga?
Yeah.
How you know it was a pizza nigga?
The guy was like, he was like, Papa John's. He was like, who is it? He's like, Papa John's in the background.
He didn't say Papa John's.
Yes, he did.
I heard him say Yo Young Chop.
Nah, he said Papa John's, G.
He said Papa John's.
Nah, bro.
Van is right. Because the guy puts his hands up and he runs, but he drops something.
I did not see all that. I only saw when he popped at him, and he was like,
but if you look at the green light, you see a guy drop something and run. So it was probably some food.
He just said a Domino's.
Bro, how you shoot? Like, I mean, Papa, the real Papa John deserves to get shot.
Hey, that's that new shit. If Papa John act bad, we gonna go to order a bunch of Papa John's and buck at the delivery.
Every time Papa John talk crazy, we busting out of Papa John's delivery guy.
Man, he's gonna be out of here soon, man. He eat 40 pizzas in 30 days. Yeah. Come on, G.
That might be justified.
40 pizzas?
So, all right, guys, was Young Chop doing God's work then for that?
He might have.
Retribution. I call that reparations.
That's reparations.
Nah, you see when he went to 21's hood, man?
Yeah, that nigga was wilding for that because he was in the hood and walking around those buildings asking, like, yo, you know 21, you seen 21. And if someone didn't hear him because they were fucking 20 feet away from him, right? He was like, oh, all right, before I shoot you in your face, I'll fucking buck you in your face right now. Nigga, what?
That nigga was like, wild, man.
First of all, the nigga went to a random hood.
That's why he got shot at.
During the quarantine, too.
He deserved to get shot at.
Getting shot at during the quarantine is kind of wild, man. Like, looking for 21 during the quarantine as well, because you know that nigga's not there, bro.
Bro, what's worse? What's worse? Like, getting cheated on during the quarantine or, like, getting shot at?
Getting cheated on, bro. Because, like, Shorty risking $1,000 fine just so she can cheat on you is crazy.
No, Shorty's risking the health of her loved one.
Yeah, her abuela.
Yo, Shorty might kill her abuela just to suck some dick.
So a nigga can drop something off on her is crazy, bro.
Drop something off on her.
It's crazy, bro. The day before, like, the official quarantine, right? I had to get some, right?
So you risked it, nigga?
The day before, yeah, I did.
Gloves on, mask on, mask off, nigga. Bro.
And, nigga, I was in the Uber with my gloves on and a mask on, like, bro. Like, you know,
with your overnight bag, nigga?
No, not, bro. I didn't even bring one. Didn't even bring one. I'm like, nah. I'm gonna smash, chill for an hour or two, and then I'm gonna go home, bro. And the guy's like, oh, where you going at this time of the night? I'm like,
right.
My nigga, just drive, my nigga. Shut up, man.
Nigga making a play, man. But nah, man, don't risk it, man. Don't risk it. Don't be out here just because you're trying to smash, man.
And the thing is too, you can get COVID from eating ass too.
That's not true.
No, it is true because COVID lives in COVID lives in truffle butter matter.
And butt sauce?
Yeah.
That is fucking insane.
That's wild.
So, like, you could get it through that too.
Yeah, damn, bro, that's new. Like, that's news to me, man.
Yo, you didn't read that CD? I posted a CDC file on my Instagram. On my Twitter. I'm like, yo, read this shit, nigga. This shit is crazy.
I didn't know if you was trolling that was real facts, but
no, that's real. No, that's real. I got that from the actual CDC.gov site, bro.
That's hilarious, man.
Yo, so the other thing is that the Teddy Riley battle versus whoever.
Babyface, L.A. Reid.
Yeah. They fucked that up, and I hate old niggas. Old niggas is so out of touch, and you know what they try to do, right? They try to move it to a different platform and had a moderator in it, and then they wanted to, like, have people pay $10 to, like, log in.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
It was Teddy Riley that wanted to do that, that wanted to do all that shit.
Nigga, first of all.
What are you doing right now? Bro, we in a crisis, and you trying to get money, like, alone, nigga. Like,
I can listen to Guy on my fucking phone.
Like, that's a fact.
Like, my nigga.
You're kind of losing the organicness of it, though.
I saw people
on the internet saying shit like, oh, LLC Twitter, and niggas be like, oh, y'all niggas got our own shit. Y'all niggas don't own shit. Y'all niggas don't do nothing for yourselves. But when Teddy Riley asked y'all to pay for the live, like, y'all saying, damn, Teddy, you're wildin'. Yes, Teddy, you are fucking wildin'.
I'm not paying
$10. Somebody was like, yo, Scott Storch blew through $70 million on cocaine and ain't asked me for a cent. So you don't have any fucking right to ask me for a dime.
These are facts, though.
I mean, so what? Teddy Riley invented some like upbeat R&B. Like, that's his claim to fame. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga.
You bro, remember
no,
the time,
I mean,
though.
He a legend, my nigga, but like...
No, he is.
Nigga, I could take that $10 and buy 3 OnlyFans accounts.
Exactly, my nigga. Like,
you caught one Miss B Nasty account for $10, nigga.
And it lasts a month. Maybe even two.
I paid $10 and I'm satisfied for what? An hour? With songs I probably don't even know.
Or I can go through new content every day.
That's really supporting black business, black business. Bro.
Yeah, or I could watch Miss B Nasty finger pop herself in a fucking toe booth. Like, waiting for her to get a pair of toe. Like, it don't make no sense.
Old niggas did too much, man. Yeah, I don't even care no more about it.
the thing is too, I don't care about it. Like, one, like, Babyface is probably gonna smoke that nigga anyway, personally, facts. In my opinion. Actually, no. Actually, yes. actually, nah. I can't say all that. It's gonna be closer than what people think. Just cause Teddy Riley got all those jams from the '80s. He got all like that Albie Shore shit.
Right.
Like, first of all, my nigga had Aaron Hall. Yo, fucking what song is that? You could have it. Oh yeah, piece of my love, whatever.
Piece
bro.
Of my love.
He was, yo, Aaron Hall's a legend for calling a girl a dumb bitch. In the middle, yo, that was his ad lib. He goes, "Wake up, you dumb bitch!" Like, come
nigga
on,
was fed up.
Nigga, yo, like, that's a legendary song. But like, I mean,
I still got Babyface in six games, though.
I got Babyface in the Gentleman's
Suite. Nigga, bro. He got TLC, you got Usher shit, you got Whitney Houston shit.
He got songs from Michael Jackson.
You got bro. Atlanta, pretty much. Like,
yeah,
anything that's come on Atlanta in the '90s is them niggas.
So and then he got I think he could play so death music too, right? Because it doesn't
yeah, Jermaine, death music. I feel like Jermaine was under him too. So come on, now.
I want to see Jermaine Dupri versus Diddy though.
That'd be the best one. I feel like the Knicks would do it.
They got the most hits.
No, but it'll be cool because like,
I would have saw they wanted to do a 2 Chainz and Meek Mill. 2 Chainz wants to do against Meek Mill. That would have been hard.
2 Chainz will smoke him, bro.
I don't know, bro. They both got No.
Meek Mill got a lot of joints.
Bro, Meek will bomb that nigga. You talking about?
Nah, bro.
2 Chainz got mixtape shit that's crazy. Like
2 Chainz got mixtape shit for features, like, and then he got
2 Chainz got shit, but Meek got shit too. Like nigga, Meek got shit, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm saying like to me too, like. I'll, like 2 Chainz.
If we talk about mixtape shit, like nigga, what Meek gonna bomb that nigga? You talking about?
Because Meek, not because that
Codeine Cowboy is crazy.
Yeah.
True Religion, and like
Religion is fire, bro.
Dream Chasers 1 and 2.
Facts.
Yeah, facts.
Dream Chasers 1 is crazy.
Nigga, yeah. if he plays, people don't know this, so he's probably not gonna play it. But if he play like Rose Red, my nigga, he gonna bomb that nigga, bro. That's light.
Yeah, and it,
that was like his first joint.
That was his first joint that like popped off for him, but like I fucked with but the thing is too, I like me personally, I seen 2 Chainz do a 2-hour set list by himself, so like that nigga got hits, bro.
Facts. I was at St. John's and I seen that this nigga did a 2-hour set, just like
oh bro, I died at that 2 Chainz show. It was like 2 Chainz, Kendrick, and Stally, right?
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, I died at that concert, bro. Like I died.
But nah, that shit is crazy.
But nah, I mean, I personally think that 2 Chainz, he might have Meek, bro.
I feel like that's a good battle though. If them niggas gonna do it.
It is.
I like the T.I.
Meek Mill is like, nah, I can't. I'm not gonna do it. I want to watch. Like I'll gracefully bow out. You got it, Chainz.
Duck the fade.
You ducked the fade.
I want the Ross T.I. one. That's the one I really want, though.
Who would win that? Who would win that, guys?
I don't know. That's kind of hard because like
T.I. got big records,
like,
though, bro.
I like a lot of Ross's joints.
Yeah, I do.
I think Ross got features, too.
I think Ross got more like he has the hits too, of course, but I think he has more like songs that connect with you more in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what people look for in these battles, because I think like niggas got hits, so that's irrelevant. But I feel like what's the hit that's gonna be like, yo, I remember when I was here and blase blah. That's why like nobody... John,
wait, with T.I. you said?
No, I'm saying Rick Ross got those.
Oh, yeah, like T.I. got some of those,
bro. What you know? Come on, that don't make you think
gonna
of ATL?
Go and do that, little mama. So what you gonna go and do that? Do that, hey.
Yeah, bro. I remember
next beat body that, but go ahead.
Yeah,
he did.
Yo, but like,
but when T.I. dropped it, we still gonna go crazy.
No, but BMF is such a legendary rap song, man. That might be one of the greatest rap songs I've ever heard to this day.
Yo, remember the leak when that shit leaked out on that EP he had?
Bro, yeah, bro.
The internet went crazy. That's before Styles verse.
Yeah, like the thing, I won't forget, I was at Five Star Camp, bro, when BMF came out, son.
That shit was crazy.
Niggas was running that shit in that dorm room, just banging that.
That
shit.
Original version is crazy. And then even on the album, nigga, he got MC Hammer into BMF. It's crazy.
Bro, the blend, right? The blend to that shit.
It just keeps going. It's like one long song.
Oh, my God, bro. It's so good, bro. Like, nah, man, like that. That's
yeah, song. Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. If when if Russ dropped that shit with him and Wayne, John Legend or John Lennon,
oh yeah,
John Lennon.
he can do that, and he can do I'm not a star, bro.
I'm not a star.
Somebody, yo, he got to do the transition into those, like from John Lennon to fucking I'm not a star. Yeah,
nigga, that should go crazy, my nigga.
Bro, what?
Load up the choppers like it's the 7/31st.
That was Wayne first.
Remember me like John Lennon.
That was Wayne first verse out of the jail too.
I can't lie.
The bigger the bullet, the more that bitch gon' bang.
Oh, yeah, when I heard that shit was like, that shit took my soul and my body, my nigga. That
shit niggas went crazy on that.
Yo, I ain't going front. And then Hustle Hard remix too.
Hustle. Oh, yeah.
Both the niggas.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of niggas couldn't beat Wayne.
Nobody. I mean, Wayne can only go against like Drake.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Yeah. And that would never happen. So.
Them niggas will bomb niggas out the park, bro. Yeah. Them niggas, yeah. That ain't even
especially
close.
Wayne. Especially Wayne. Because he could exclusively do features and body niggas.
Yeah.
Exactly. He could just do
Wayne could do shit on other niggas' beats. Yeah.
Wayne has.
Yeah, he could do all the shit he did on other niggas.
Wayne has 15 years of features.
Does Wayne
15 not, years of features?
Here's my thing. Like, what do you consider like throwaways and B side? Because I was saying this earlier because Shorty had said that Drake has the best like throwaways of all time.
What?
I kind of agree. Yeah. But then I think about what if Wayne? If we talking about Wayne's throwaways and shit like that, that's kind of
alright. Yeah. Bro. So what do you classify as a throwaway? Yeah, that's because
do we classify like mixtape shit as throwaways and shit like that, or like
the niggas come from different Lucy. Eras though.
The Drake.
Not really
like,
though.
Yeah, because
kind of are.
I mean, like, no, it's different eras, but it's like Drake was in the mix of that, and then like
no, but Drake wasn't but like the, a mixtape shit like Wayne was.
It was different like because the back then. Back then, when Wayne was really popping off during the mixtape era, it was mixtapes, not Lucy's, right? Now, when Drake was really popping off, he was dropping off one song at a time, sometimes two songs.
It's like singles,
you know
bro.
What I mean? Like yeah. singles, and it was just on SoundCloud. So it's kind of different because it's not full bodies of work. And it's, you know what I mean? It's like Drake got probably 10, 11 Lucy's. Wayne got 40, 50, 60.
Yeah. Even look at God's Plan. That was a Lucy. Like that. God's Plan was a Lucy at first that just happened to pop and became a single.
My favorite Drake Lucy is fucking Back to Back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even yeah, that though, like, that, like
it's
that's
funny
that's,
though, because Trippy Red was supposed to be on God's Plan. And
he fucked it up.
Honestly, I'm curious how that would have sounded though. Like that might, I don't know. It might have been fire. It might have been whack. It could be.
I'm curious how it would have sounded, but I don't know if it would have been hot.
I feel like Drake is good with that type of shit, so he knows who's gonna sound like good on what. Like he's good at curating music in a sense. Like you feel me? And yeah. Speaking of that, how you feel about Tootsie Slide or whatever the case may be?
That shit is hard. I don't care, man. I like that shit, man.
You know what it is too about shit like that? I feel like people try to like if it's not like the greatest song in the world, they look for the flaw in it because it's Drake, and then they're like it's trash.
And I'm yeah, like if it's not a super serious, you know, 32 bar verse from Drake, niggas is not really like, oh, this nigga's selling out.
Yeah, as long as if it's not making them want to call their ex and do all that extra shit, then he didn't say anything traumatizing about my ex that triggered me, so I can't fuck with the song.
No, I mean
this nigga ain't talking about the black plate, it's trash.
No, me personally, I didn't like it too much. I kind of thought I was like, eh, but it's a fun record. Like I get the premise of the record. But
yeah, but I feel like when niggas don't, I feel like I get it when it's not for you because like it's just a fun throwaway record.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
He made a TikTok record, but niggas is saying like it's trash. That shit was not trash.
I wouldn't say it's trash. I you could like be being like saying something's corny and saying something's trash is it's two different meanings.
But niggas wasn't saying it's corny. Niggas was just saying it's trash. And the difference.
Yeah.
And like that's what it's I'm trying trash. To say. Like it's niggas was like, oh, this is garbage. This is blah blah blah. I'm like, nigga, it's a cool record. Like, and I get it, like you feel me, but it's a throwaway record, nigga.
It's a murderous hokey pokey. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And plus, like, it'd be different if he was like, yo, this is gonna be on the album, nigga. Like, you know this is a throwaway. You know this isn't gonna be on there, like it really don't even matter, bro.
When is the Drake album coming out anyway?
I was thinking this summer, but it might move to fall now.
Yeah, because
he was playing some shit last night, though.
Bro, that Cardi leak, nigga?
That shit sound crazy, man.
Yo, you know what's crazy? We heard that shit.
What Cardi leak?
He has a song Drake with Cardi. Cardi. He has a Playboy. He has a song with Playboy Cardi.
Oh, word? I didn't hear that. I only saw the Fabio one.
Fabio shit was sounding crazy, too.
Yeah, like
let me see who got the Playboy Cardi one. Send me that.
I'll send it to you. I have it on my phone. I'll send it to you.
I need that.
Wait, it's a full song. You got the full song?
No, I don't have the full CD. No, we heard that. You know what's crazy? Our homie, me and J Bobby's homie, our homie Max played the full record at work one day. And then we was like, me and then me, I was like, yo, I forgot about that.
I heard this shit.
We had that our shit headphones.
Go crazy.
Crazy. Yo, we had, crazy. Bro, we had our headphones in. We had our headphones in, and then we took it. We was like, "Yo, what the fuck is this?" And then Max was like, "Yo, it's that Drake and Cardi." And he was like, "Yo," and then we heard it. We took it, and then we was just like, "Everybody was in
that
shit." Like,
that nigga might still have that song. I might ask that nigga.
Yeah,
send that when you get that.
Cardi need better security. Nobody got more leaks than this nigga, man.
Bro, Cardi gotta change. He gotta change his password to his fucking SoundCloud.
1, 2, 3, Cardi.
Yeah, my nigga.
He gotta chase niggas down like Uzi did.
Facts. Sit your bitch ass down.
If he could beat up Kerwin, bro. If he could beat up Kerwin, why can't he beat up the niggas that beat him?
Yo, he beat the fuck out of that nigga too.
Bro, Ty. So you know how I told you I be on my like sneaker fashion shit now, right? So yeah. Like I started like I know who Kerwin is now because I was watching like his interviews and shit like that. And then like I got in some like random YouTube shit and they was talking about like. One of the kids that like Ian Connor like mentored or whatever, and he used to chill with like Kerwin, and Kerwin was defending him in that shit.
To my ass pizza?
Ass pizza.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga, bro.
But
fuck
he was defending ass pizza in that situation, but I never knew that was Kerwin, and I'm thinking about like how big Kerwin is to like fucking Playboy Cardi. I'm
Cardi
like,
lit his ass up, bro.
I was like, this is how you know this is like a real nigga. But look, this is how you know this is a real nigga that, no, but I'm saying this, you know how a nigga, this is just a fashion nigga. Like, he just did nothing with fashion because there's no way that Cardi should have washed that nigga like that.
No, but also he washed him. That was years ago. That was like at least 4 years.
That was like four years ago. Broke Boy just came out. That's what got Cardi his fame, bro. Like, Broke Boy. He beat Kerwin's ass, and then he put out Broke Boy like right after that, and then
Broke Boy boom. What all them joints,
and then that was it. But with the whole ass pizza thing, first of all, fuck ass pizza. That's number one. Like bro, that's a whole different story for a whole different day. Niggas, like, nah.
Fashion niggas are weird.
They're weird, bro. Like, and the thing is, like, when you see these niggas in person, bro, like. It's just like, nigga, for real, bro.
Yo, I seen that nigga Ian Cotton one time. That nigga is dirty as fuck.
Bro,
that,
dirty. This nigga, like, the nigga looks like the human version of herpes. Like, if you, like...
He's a human backwood.
Bro, yeah, like, it's just nasty, bro. And then,
I remember when he was popping, and I thought he was just an Atlanta nigga, but he from New York. And, like, I remember this girl was telling me, like, she knew him, like, and as she was like, when he popped, she was just like, yo, that nigga weird. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
But she's not one of those girls that just be talking about niggas like that. So that's what I kind of already knew, like,
yeah, what it was probably, type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Ooh, Cardi,
nah, like, niggas, nah, I used to go to those.
Ian Connor.
Yeah, I used to go to those, like, those IC Twop parties back in the day, like 2014, wow. 20. Yeah, bro, like, those parties were disgusting because, like, they
you're
were like,
really bro, a hype beast.
Bro, yeah. Niggas, go to those shits. Nah, bro, the thing is, like, they would play, like, he's a weird nigga, too. So, like, it'll be, like, a warehouse. It'll be a warehouse party, but then it'll just be, like, a fucking projector with porn in the plane in the background type shit. Like, you're just walking in that shit. You're just like, bro, what the fuck? Like, why am I watching
them
slammed on, bro?
Them niggas be like, hype beast niggas. Those would be the lamest niggas, bro. Like, the lamest niggas, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just lame niggas with sneakers, bro.
Honestly, bro, you know what it is, bro? You know, it's just niggas that were big on Nike Talk and like Tumblr, and then like those niggas became like the transition. Whole, yeah, like
it they became cool though at one point to certain bitches, like
you yeah, know? Like bitches like oh, you this nigga on Tumblr, da 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 da.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. That shit is just some image shit. Like
that's
yeah.
all it is. That's
but
all
that's
it is.
But that's not but J Bobby, like that's not your like era of people. Like that's like my, you know what I'm saying? Like that's like my generation of like
I just remember when that nigga got beat up by Bari in Paris. That shit was hilarious, nigga.
That shit was bad, bro.
That shit was funny.
Nigga said Sacre Bleu, nigga.
That yeah, shit man. Was too funny, man.
But those IT twat parties back are disgusting, bro. Like now I'm thinking about it too. Like, bro, niggas used to be in there.
Then we be some, niggas used to be at V Files, like
bro, V Files too. Outside of that motherfucker, bro.
A Life backyard.
A Life, yeah. The backyard, Santos. Yep. Like that era.
Yo, Santos was that era. Santos bro, was that era, man.
Bro, I met a lot of girls. I met on Twitter. Like a lot of girls I met from uptown on Twitter, I met at Santos Party House, man.
First time I ever seen ASAP, any of them niggas was at Santos.
Yeah, man. Randomly. Like that shit, the couches on the floor. That was the best time in New York City to party, bro. Like that's the Santos Party House era. Like that.
What year was that?
Like we're talking like 2013, 2014.
Yeah, 2013.
Yo, Camp Front, like, those were the best times. Like those 2013 are the best- to like 2015, 16. Yeah, like
shit got weird after that, man.
She got real weird after 2016.
Like it was. First of all, Santos is right. It was right there. It was right there in LES. You know what I'm saying? You get off the motherfucker. You take the train. You get off that shit. You walk there. You walk there on Allen.
I think shit changed when the shit used to be so focused on like just Soho and LES, and the shit moved to Williamsburg, and that's when shit got
right. That's what shit got. Yeah, a little weird. Cause like niggas. Cause at a point in time, bro. Like. The line to get into Santos would go around the block, and the niggas was like, "All right, nah, this is enough. Like, we can't throw shit here." And then like the whole electric warehouse way started popping off, and the niggas used to go there and then do all types of shit. It was crazy. I went to ASAP Ferg's album, like the first album he put out. I went to that album release.
Yeah, Gucci went to beat his ass over.
Yeah. I went to that shit, and that was mad cool. I met ASAP. Not a fucking funny ass guy. RIP to that man. But that was a great time in New York though. Like that was probably the last good time in New York history. Everything else is just gone to shit now. But old New York is coming back though, because no one's coming back. So you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be great. We can finally get the apartments that we want to get at where we want to get now at rent control prices. It's gonna be great now.
I think it's either gonna go one or two ways. I feel like New York's gonna either return to that, or is it gonna be like this gentrification is gonna be over. Like niggas not gonna stand a chance to fight it.
No,
it's gonna be white people in Brownsville.
No, but I don't think that's gonna happen anymore, because I think the transplants that move back are not gonna come back.
Are just gonna stay there.
And then plus two, the landlords that sell to New Yorkers or state, we know the area before it was even gentrified. So niggas can't even like niggas can't play us essentially in where we want to live. So. They're gonna have to like at a point the money like the market is so fucked up that they're gonna have to sell it off and budge in and be like, all right, fuck it, like just like I wouldn't be surprised if niggas are buying LES apartments in the next year for like 1500, bro. Like I feel like that's gonna happen.
I'd be fine.
I live on nigga. I'll hop in. I'm bro. Like I'm waiting for that, bro. I live right on. I'll live on Eldridge Street, my nigga. Anywhere in the LES, to be honest with you. But yeah, man, this shit's crazy, bro. So, guys, you've been washing your hands and, you know what I'm saying, doing all that
yeah,
stuff,
man.
Wearing masks.
Yeah, man. I've been holding out on Coochie for the corona.
I appreciate you. Your sacrifice won't go on others.
God's work. What about did y'all niggas risk it this with any of these days, man, to get some ass?
I really thought about it, and then we both got shook. Like we
that
really
niggas got scared to, straight,
and then we got scared straight. Good. Like, hell no, I'm not trying to kill my parents.
I got one of those "what are you doing" text, and yeah. I'm like chill, shorty. We can't.
Nah, she's out of pocket. She's a demon. Whoever that was.
Yeah, oh, that bitch trying to kill you. She
I'm
probably
like,
got
I'm like,
it.
Yo, I'm like, yo, you want me to leave my crib, come to your spot, do all that? Are you out of your mind? Like,
yeah, shit's crazy. Y'all niggas trying to be out, man.
How y'all niggas, before we get up, how y'all holding up? What y'all doing? Rios, you speak last, so you speak too much.
nigga, all I can do is nigga, all you can do is replay Warzone and that's pretty much it, nigga.
Nigga, you know what I've been doing every day? I've been waking up, working out, playing Xbox all day, eating. Nigga, this I don't know, my nigga.
Like, you living like a middle school student on winter break, nigga.
Nigga, because like niggas told me because I was
not like a student athlete on winter break.
Yeah, niggas told me to be like, I'm trying to be productive. I'm trying to do this and that. I'm trying to work. Everybody's just like, yo, relax, relax. I'm like, you know what? You're right.
I'm gonna take advantage of this.
This shit really appeared like we can't do shit. Oh, I just sound like Floyd. I could even say pandemic. Well, that's how you say it.
No, you said it right.
Okay. But I was like, yo, we really can't do anything right now. So I was just like, I'm just going to really, like, chill and, like, just play Xbox all day and, like, mama.
That's it, man. Fuck it.
But how y'all doing? Y'all good?
Yeah, man. I just been in the crib. Thank God, like, I feel like I've been preparing for this quarantine because over the last couple months, I've just been stockpiling on equipment and, like, recording equipment and shit in my crib. So I just got everything I need, so I just been recording every day, working on music every day. And honestly, I don't really, it doesn't feel like a quarantine for me. It doesn't feel like I've been trapped in a crib for 3 weeks already. It just feels like yeah, I would prefer to go outside sometimes, but like I haven't gone crazy yet. So I'm
niggas saving a lot of money staying home.
Yeah,
you do. Me personally, I've just been going for walks. Been chilling at the crib, been watching a shitload of Netflix, watching a shitload of shows, cleaning. There's only so much cleaning you could do, too.
Yo, my crib is spotless, nigga.
Like my room is I've been doing shit like that. I've been working out too. I've been going for I've been doing push-ups and sit-ups and stuff like that. So it's like that, but I can't. At a certain point, it's like, all right, I need to go outside for certain things. You know what I'm saying? But
hit them stores yet? Sidebar, not to cut you off. Yeah. How the grocery store is looking? Y'all niggas took that trip yet?
I did. I go like every other day to the grocery store.
Yeah, I be cooking so much nowadays. Like the paper plates aisles is fucking finished. All the Jamaicans bought up all the ginger beer.
They fighting the virus,
like,
nigga.
Niggas really think the ginger beer is gonna help them fight the virus. It will not. I'm telling you. It's not gonna help you fight the virus. I just need it for my tequila and Hennessy. Please.
I need it for my Casamigos.
Stop buying all the fucking ginger beer, my nigga. Please. Jeez.
It's crazy.
Oh, one thing I wanted to say though. Shouts to all the nurses. We gotta give a shout out. Yeah, shout out to the nurses.
Shout out to all the healthcare workers.
Everybody.
All essential workers, bro.
Yeah, all essential employees and workers that have been going out every single day since quarantine. We've been in the crib complaining, some people not complaining, but at the end of the day, these people wake up every single day, go out and put their lives and their families' lives on the line. Because they have to, and they're helping us. So I just wanted to give them a shout out because that shit is definitely needed. We honestly could not do any of this shit without you, deadass.
For real, yo, like IT guys, saying nurses again, you know, like even delivery guys, service workers, postal office guys, government workers, people who work at the Fed, you know, all that stuff, man. Like, thank you guys for everything that you've been doing so far for the last couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? Your work is very commendable. We love you guys. Appreciate you guys. You guys deserve all the flowers right now. So salute you guys, man, for real.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Know.
Shout out to Amanda. Yeah. Happy birthday to Amanda.
Happy birthday, Amanda. Yes. Happy birthday, Amanda. Yes.
Today's her birthday.
Tomorrow.
But
I'm saying it today.
Yeah, we'll say it today. Yeah. Me and Amanda, I forgot. Me and Amanda are like a day apart.
Day apart, yeah.
So it's pretty fire. So salute to her.
It makes sense now. Holy shit.
You see it, right? You see the...
Yeah, man, I was so much alike.
Oh my God. Yeah, this shit makes complete sense. Oh my God.
It was a little pocket God made, you know, for certain type of niggas.
Holy shit. But
all right,
niggas.
All right, yo.
How about y'all? Stay away from the white women.
Yeah, no mill out.
Yo, no. This is Africans only live stream.
You may not bring your white wife. You may not bring your white wife.
Absolutely. She must be African.
All right, yo.
All right, man. Peace.
Holla.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.